Tomorrow is Hoshana Rabbah, and there's a very special Seder HaTfilah on Hoshana Rabbah, which combines various elements from Shalosh Regalim, from Chol, from Yamim Noraim. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafrei Samach Dalad, Seif Aleph, says that the Seder HaTfilah, you have extra Mizmorim and Pesukei Dezimra like you do on Yom Tov, and you light extra candles like you do on Yom Kippur. And the whole reason is because Shebechag Nidonin Al Hamayim, that it's on Sukkot that we are judged for water, how much water is going to be available for us during the course of the coming year. And Hakol Holech Achar HaChitum, the critical point of Sukkot is the very last day when that judgment is made. And because the water is so critical to the survival of human life, therefore we take this very, very seriously, and we regard it as a form of Yom Hadin in terms of what's going to happen to us in the coming year in terms of the provision of water. And we have quite a complex Seder HaTfilah. We say the Pesukei Dezimra of Yom Tov, but then we don't say Nishmat because it's not actually a Yom Tov. We use, generally speaking, the tunes of the Yamim Noraim. We say in Kamocha and Shema Yisrael as if it was Yom Tov. In Kedushat Musaf we say Naritzcha, which we don't say the rest of Chol Hamoed, etc., etc., various different minhagim depending on the kehila. It's worth noting, though, that the Maharil, who in many respects is the father of Ashkenazi shul customs, he says that in Magensa the minhag was not to change any of the Seder HaTfilah from the rest of Chol HaMoed at all, except for the final Kaddish at the end of Musaf, which would be done in a Yom Tov tune. The Rama also says that the minhag is to wear a kittel, but the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, and others said that in actual fact our minhag is just the chazan wears the kittel. The main mitzvah, if you like, of Hoshana Rabbah is the mitzvah of Arava, which is described as Minhag Nevi'im. This was a minhag that was enacted by the Nevi'im that in times of the Beit HaMikdash, every day they would walk round the Mizbeach with the Aravot once, and on Hoshana Rabbah they would walk round seven times. So on Hoshana Rabbah we go round actually with the Arba Minim seven times. There's a discussion in the Poskim as to what one should carry when one does the Hakafot on Hoshana Rabbah. The Shulchan Aruch in Seif Dalet says the Minhag is to carry not only the Arba Minim but also another set of Aravot. But the Rama in Sif Zayin says that in actual fact it's better not to take the Aravot together with the Lulav and to just take the Aravot after the Hoshanot processions are concluded. Our minhag is we take them at the Piyot of Taneh Emunim. We put down the Arba Minim and we take the Aravot. The Rama also says that it's correct in Menanim b'Hoshanot b'Shash Omrim Hoshanot, that when you pick up the Aravot bunch, which we call the Hoshanot, and we say those various Tefillot and Tachanunim, to do Nanuim, to wave them like we wave the Arba Minim. That's brought down by the Chai Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well. But in many places that's not the minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he's not aware of people doing that, but it's good to show some degree of fealty to that minhag and to at least wave the Aravot a little bit in the various directions, even if you don't do full Na'anuim with them. Question comes up, how many Aravot should one have? So Minhadin, you just need one willow branch, even if it's only got one leaf on it. That's sufficient. Nevertheless, the Achronim bring various different minhagim. The Lefush speaks about having seven branches. The Maharil talks about having three branches. The Arizal had five branches, and that's the minhag brought down by many authorities. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan say to have five branches. The question about whether they can be, or should they be tied together. The Magen Avraham says you can tie them together with lulav leaves. That's not regarded as a chatzitza because it's to decorate the Aravot. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also says they should be tied together with lulav leaves. The Prima Gadim in the Eishel Avram is concerned that maybe there's a chatzitza here, and says that actual fact you should tie it together with willow leaves. The Bikurei Yaakov in Sifkat Anyud Aleph says you can tie it together with the lulav leaves. You should make sure that there's space at the bottom for you to hold it without any chatzitza. So very often arafot come tied up with elastic bands, so you want to make sure when you're holding the arafot that you're not holding onto the elastic band. What do you do with the arafot when we bang them, when we beat them? So different minhagim about how many times they should be beaten, where they should be beaten. It seems that the standard practice is they should be beaten on the ground five times, and then you can beat them. Some people have a minhag to beat them on the chair or something like that till all the leaves come up. Others say you don't need to knock the leaves off, and it's better not to knock the leaves off. So different minhagim. Rav Vosna has a tshuva in Shevet Halevi Chelet Beit Simon Nun Chet. Can you use somebody else's aravot after they've finished with them? So one person's, you spend money on buying the aravot. Do you need to buy a set of aravot for each member of the family to bang? So he says, no, Pasha, you don't. You can use them, and then the other members of the family can use them afterwards, so long as there's a leaf left on them. Presumably there's some sort of hiddur in having beautiful aravot which haven't lost any of their leaves. But certainly if they haven't lost any of the leaves, then you can share them amongst the family. Even if they have min hadin, then it's fine to share them amongst the family. You don't need to spend lots of money on each member of the family having their own sets of arafot. Ad kan.